CBS Sports Radio 650 and on 95.7 HD3 KIKK Pasadena, KKHH HD3 Houston, a radio.com station. Helping Houstonians live their best foodie lives. It's time for I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
Hey guys, and welcome back to I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry. My name is Jesse Watt.
And I'm Danielle Dubois.
And if you're new to the show, welcome. We are your go-to gals for all things food in Houston. Danielle is our foodie expert. She has this amazing Instagram account called Hangry Houstonian. If you don't follow it, you absolutely have to. And if you're new to the show, go catch up because you are about 10 episodes behind on 3 date night spots every week, a hidden gem, a whole night out planned for you. You got to check it out on the radio.com app. Just search the word Hangry and we'll pop up. But make sure you start at episode one.
Episode uno.
Danielle's trying to teach me Spanish.
That is true.
It's not going very well.
La verdad.
I don't understand most of the things that she says, but Danielle, I wanted to tell you, I downloaded Babbel.
Oh, there you go. That's a start.
I'm trying to learn. She taught me how to say, como se dice, and that's the only thing I can say.
I mean, I feel like that's a good thing to know how to say. It's like, how do you say this?
Well, exactly, but Danielle,
you... Gotta start somewhere, Jesse.
You know Spanish because why?
I have done mission work in Honduras several times, and I lived down there for a little while.
I think this is so cool, and it blew my mind. And I know that Danielle is an amazing person, but this gave me a new perspective on you and all the cool stuff that you've done. And now you can teach me how to speak Spanish because I took 4 years of French, which was stupid because then I moved to Houston.
I mean, my last name, everybody thinks that I know how to speak French. I'm like, nope, don't know how to do that.
No idea. So if anyone has some tips or they want to teach me a little bit of Spanish every day.
You know what they say?
What?
Watch
Telemundo.
Yeah, Telemundo. Yes.
We didn't watch Telemundo,
telenovelas. A lot of my friends in Honduras, that's how they learned English, by watching like YouTube videos, music videos. And that's like a lot of my friends in Honduras, their accents and the way they say certain words are so Americanized. You know, they don't really have that Spanish accent because they're utilizing social media to learn English. Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I would really like, because I would like everyone to send me on Instagram at JesseWatt965 at least one word that I can learn each day. I want to learn one new word, and I'm going to use my Babbel app, and I feel like by episode 50, I'll at least know how to string together a few sentences. I'm a slow learner.
You got this.
Okay, so Danielle and I like to start out the show every single week by giving you 3 brand new date night spots. We know that date night can get really repetitive with your significant other when you find a spot that you like. And with so many places in Houston and so many options, why would you not want to try something different every week?
There's so many places, so it's fun to try new spots.
What's our first one this week, Danielle?
First spot is going to be The Grove. It overlooks Discovery Green. And so it's like a view with your dinner.
Discovery Green is one of my favorite parks in Houston. And I know there's so many, but there's something about Discovery Green that makes you feel like you're really in the heart of Houston because it's right downtown.
I mean, it's right by Minute Maid. It's right by the Marriott Marquis. They have different murals and different like art abstracts and stuff out there. That's super cool. So The Grove is right in the heart of Discovery Green. And they actually have a happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. They also do a lunch and a brunch, so don't forget about that. That last time we talked about if brunch spots would be a date night spot.
Take me on a brunch date. That's
exactly.
Genius.
So their happy hour, there's $4 wells, $3 beers, $6 cocktails, and all their food is going to be under $10 on their happy hour menu.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a really good happy hour spot.
It's affordable.
Yeah, the patio there is beautiful. It overlooks the green. It has a ton of twinkle lights, which I don't know. I think it's like super romantic,
right?
And like something sweet about that. So, and especially since we're typically spending time outdoors right now, patios are a great option. This is a really good option for us. In regards to their food, they have like heavy seafood and cheese artisan style meals.
Ooh.
They also have like burgers and steaks. Some of my favorite things there are the short rib tacos. My parents and I went there one time and oh my gosh, I devoured these short ribs.
Oh, that
tacos.
Sounds so good.
And they have some blue crab mac and cheese.
Love that mac. Love that mac.
Love the mac. And I mean, of course, I'm going to love some seafood in the mac. If you're not a seafood person, just say, hold the blue crab and give it to Danielle.
Extra gouda.
Exactly. They have truffle fries, sweet potato kale enchiladas for my vegetarians.
Ooh, wait, so, yeah. I'm not even vegetarian and that sounds really good.
I know. I love sweet potatoes. So I'm like,
let's do it.
Also, I don't know why, because at first when people say kale, it sounds so nasty. But like baked kale that almost tastes like chips is really good.
I wasn't a huge kale fan for the longest time and I just wasn't cooking it correctly.
Yeah.
If you cook it correctly, like it can be so good.
I'll eat like one piece of kale. I'm like, I'm so skinny.
Oh my gosh. You know, the Devil Wears Prada where she's like, I'm one stomach flu away from being my ideal weight. That just reminded me of that. Sorry.
The worst part about being sick, but also the best, is you're like, God, I got so thin.
Oh, wow.
I'm morning skinny all the time.
Speaking of being skinny, just kidding. There is a crispy chicken sandwich there with Tabasco honey.
Oh,
okay, y'all, I am obsessed, and I know I use the word obsessed probably too much on this podcast, but when I say I'm obsessed with hot honey, like pour it on my...
Pour some hot honey on me.
It is seriously so good. I literally drench food and, oh my gosh, and honey, people are going to be like, you're so
weird. Didn't even know you could, like, is hot honey a thing? I didn't know that.
Hot honey is definitely a thing, especially in my world, in my life. Yes. There is world. Mike's hot honey, and then there's a local hot honey called Lone Star, and you can find it at HEB.
Okay.
So anyway, so this sandwich at the Grove has cabbage slaw as well as like the big crunchy crispy chicken breast, and it's on a challah bread, which challah is a Jewish style bread, and it almost has like a sweetness to it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Challah bread is incredible. And then also I wanted to mention they have some amazing cocktails there. Okay, y'all.
Bring it to me.
Nutella spiked hot chocolate.
Say less.
What? Okay.
Say less.
Can you imagine? Close your eyes.
Okay, here I go. But they're closed.
This is such a Jesse comment to say close
your
eyes.
Here we go. Close your eyes, everyone.
Hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You're outside on the patio.
I am.
Twinkle lights. It's about December 19th. It's almost Christmas, so there's going to be some decor outside on the Grove.
Yeah.
Out in Discovery Green. Mm. And you're drinking this hot chocolate that has Nutella, but it is spiked.
Okay, I want Christmas time, and it's not even October.
Exactly. But isn't that amazing? So yeah, so they have that. They also have, I thought was so cool, they have a clear, spicy Bloody Mary. What?
Ooh, wait.
Clear?
What?
Yes. Okay, so it is house-infused chili bacon vodka.
What? Yes.
With homemade tomato water, which, I mean, tomato water sounds disgusting, but like it's not. I mean, it's tomato juice. I mean, I love Bloody Marys.
Okay, but tomato water sounds like when you squeeze the ketchup bottle, but that nasty watery stuff comes out
first. It doesn't sound maybe like super palatable, but it's really good.
I mean, the bacon vodka, I'd probably take that alone.
Right? I want to try it.
Okay, Danielle, what is our second date night spot this week?
Second spot is going to be Le Colonial in River Oaks District.
Okay.
Le Colonial is a Vietnamese French style restaurant. And if you're familiar with Vietnam, it was actually colonized by the French. One of the first Frenchmen to visit Vietnam was a Jesuit priest, Alexander Rhodes.
I feel like I'm getting a history.
I know, exactly.
I feel like I need to take notes.
Yeah, take notes.
I feel like there's going to be a quiz at the end of this.
Yes, he arrived in 1620 and he wrote the first Vietnamese catechism. And Jesse and I are both Catholic, so yeah. You know, we think this kind of stuff is interesting, but it was colonized until World War II.
This is actually really interesting. I'm invested in this story.
I think it's really interesting because there is such a French influence to Vietnamese restaurants, Vietnamese cultures, and it was because they had control of them until World War II. So at Le Colonial, it feels upscale, but it has this beautiful Vietnamese menu. You walk in and it's like a tropical feel. There's like really large plants, but then it has almost like a club vibe. Thursday to Saturdays, 9 to 1 a.m., they have a DJ.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah. I also have a private dining room. It's called their Lotus Room. So if you're looking for private events, this might be a good option for you. And again, this restaurant is beautiful. It's two stories. The lounge is upstairs. Great place to like grab a drink.
Yeah. What about the food? What's some of your favorite things on the menu?
Some of my favorite food there is the miso glazed salmon.
You love miso.
I love miso.
You do.
Miso and hot honey are like going to be my theme today because last week it was lemongrass.
Right.
Also, they have grilled shrimp that are cooked on sugarcane sticks.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So cool. And one of my favorite drinks there is the Thai chili margarita.
Oh, that sounds good. It sounds like it's got a little kick to it, a little spice.
Super refreshing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Our third and final date spot this week.
It's going to be Soma Sushi on Washington. Oh. This is probably one of my favorite sushi places because it's right by my house. So I go there for happy hour all the time. They have all day happy hour on Sundays, on Mondays from 4 to 10, on Tuesdays to Saturday, 4 to 7. So like, I feel like they have happy hour all the time. Okay. And their happy hour menu is great.
What do they have?
One of my favorite things is a Japanese curry, which is interesting because when you think of curry, you don't necessarily think Japanese.
I think Indian.
You think of Indian.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge curry fan, but theirs is so good.
Right.
And then also they have pork belly buns, pork belly tacos. They have crawfish mac and cheese.
Bring
lobster.
It on with the mac today,
I
Danielle.
Know.
I'm loving it.
Mac back to back. Lobster risotto. So they have a lot of dishes that aren't just sushi. I do absolutely love their sushi. One of my favorite rolls, which is on the happy hour menu, is called their Crazy Irishman. And I get it not fried. I honestly think it's better not fried.
Right.
I think that when you fry rolls sometimes, it covers up the freshness of fish.
Okay,
and the
yeah.
flavor of it.
Okay, so if you're going to get that, maybe try it without being fried.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And another thing I wanted to mention was they have ramen there that is pork belly. It is called the Texas Pork Belly Ramen. How Texas is that? I mean, that is like slap your mama Texas fusion.
How yeehaw.
Yeehaw, baby. I'm going to get some pork belly ramen.
Coming up after the break, we are going to take you somewhere that you probably don't automatically think of when you hear Texas. But if you live in Houston and you haven't checked out this specific place, you're missing out. And so many people don't even know it exists. Find out what it is and what places you need to hit when you go. Coming up next, and I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
From date night to must-try restaurants, it's a show all about Houston food and nightlife. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
I don't know about y'all, but I am someone who hates planning out my weekend. Like, I hate it. I want to wake up and then decide what I'm going to do that day, or I want to already have a day planned. But making the day plans myself is not something I like to do. Am I alone here?
Yes, I love making plans.
Okay, see, this is why we're friends, because Danielle makes the plans for us, and I don't have to deal with
You'll
it.
You'll execute them.
Exactly.
You execute them, yes.
But there's so much to do in Houston, it's almost stressful for me to like, okay, we got to do this, and then we got to do this, and then I feel like I'm going to miss something. So that's why Danielle is here, Hangry Houstonian. She has planned a whole day for us this weekend, and I can't wait to try it out and for y'all to try it out and post your pictures on Instagram with the hashtag #HangryGirlsMadeMeDoIt. Danielle, what's our weekend look like?
We're going to Chinatown.
Okay, I didn't even know that we had a Chinatown here in Houston. This blew my mind.
Chinatown is seriously like the gem of Houston.
Like a little bit underrated?
Way more than just a little bit.
Right.
I mean, super underrated. The people that like really know about Chinatown, they're like, that's fine. They kind of like it that way, right? Because it's theirs. And it's beautiful because it's special to them.
Yeah, it's really low key. You know, it's not something that everyone knows about. It's not super crowded with people taking pictures and doing the touristy things without necessarily appreciating the culture of it all.
The food there is absolutely amazing. And so it is such a gem for Houston.
Right. And not a lot of people know about it. Like when you mentioned Chinatown, I didn't know about it. Some of my friends didn't know about it. So I can't believe that we have a Chinatown and we're all just walking around here like it doesn't exist.
And it's so much fun to spend the entire day there. So I'm going to give y'all my perfect day. In Chinatown.
This feels like a dating app when it's like, what's your perfect date? And you're like,
April 18th.
Yeah, that's what it's going to say.
It's
like, all you need is a light sweater. What movie is that?
Miss Congeniality.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, hopefully someone related to that on some level. Okay, so Danielle, your perfect day. It's April 18th. All you need is a light sweater and we're going to Chinatown.
Our first stop with our light sweater is going to be One Dragon. Okay, y'all, I love One Dragon because I truly think they have the best soup dumplings in town. And Jesse and I have been kind of talking about soup dumplings lately because there's a place right by our studio called Trending Dumpling.
Yeah.
So outside the loop, true Chinatown goodness is going to be One Dragon. Inside the loop, I love trendy dumplings.
You're on like a dumpling kick right now, I think.
I'm totally on a dumpling kick. It's like a light soup inside the dumpling. It's not like a really heavy broth. And so I think that's what I really like about it too. It has like the texture of like something chewy.
Listen, when an influencer or a foodie gets on a trend or a kick, that's when you need to check it out. Because if Danielle is stuck on something like dumplings, that means it's really, really good.
Yeah. day, y'all. It might be on my death meal.
Switching it up. Danielle's death row meal is always crawfish. So we might be adding like a crawfish dumpling.
Seriously, that would be amazing. Heck yeah. So One Dragon restaurant, it's a mom and pop shop. There's only 10 tables in there. The husband is the cook. And the wife runs the front of the house.
Shut your mouth.
I know, right? The staff there are like super friendly. And there's typically a wait when it's like during the peak hours, but like totally, totally worth it.
Right.
And beyond the dumplings, they also have things like braised pork. They have some seasonal vegetable plates. And what's very popular like in their culture is like it's called a red bean dessert.
Okay.
But honestly, if I'm planning my entire day there, I'm only going to get like maybe two dishes, but specifically the dumplings. So okay. We're going to start there. We're going to get our dumplings. We might get pork belly as well. But again, these soup dumplings are life-changing. They have more soup in them than I found at any other restaurant.
Really?
Yes.
That's one of the reasons we love mom and pop places the most. All the mom and pop places, like their quality of food is so much better, I think, than any sort of chain restaurant you could go to.
100% hit the nail on the head when talking about that. And also, when you go to Chinatown, that dish is probably going to set you back like $6.
Okay,
inside the loop, that's going to be $14.
Right. Everything's a little bit higher priced.
Yes. And so that's why you can really make a total day out of this, and it's super affordable. So that's my first spot.
Okay.
So then I'm kind of full, right? You know, we're kind of stuffed with our soup and our dumpling. And then I'm probably going to, and I've definitely done this before. In the shopping center, right down the walkway, they have a massage parlor where you can go get like a light massage with your girlfriend. My friends and I actually went and did this. So we got, you know, a massage. We let the dumplings digest, okay? And then we were kind of ready for food again.
Let me take a little bit of a break.
Yes.
Get a massage.
We had like a 40-minute massage. And it was like the perfect amount of time for the food to digest.
Right.
And then we're hungry again. And so then we decided to go to Crawfish Cafe. I'm so excited to talk about them because they have Viet Cajun style crawfish, y'all.
Ooh, what does that mean?
That is such a fusion in Houston, and it has become really popular on like David Chang, his Netflix series, Ugly Delicious. Have you heard of Ugly Delicious on Netflix?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's David Chang. He's like a super famous chef. He actually went to Chinatown and ate Viet Cajun crawfish with Chris Shepherd and like Justin Yu.
Wait, in Houston?
Yes, he went to, he went there.
No way.
Yes, because this is so interesting how Vietnamese people have taken their culture and infused it with Cajun culture.
Uh-huh.
And like, as a Cajun myself, like I appreciate it so much. Now, when I go in to eat this crawfish, I know that I'm not eating Cajun crawfish.
Right.
And I have to like tell myself that, right? Because I always harp on like seasoning not being on the outside of crawfish. That is not a true Cajun way of doing it.
Okay.
But with these, it's like seasoning is on the outside, but there's a ton of flavor that are intermixed within the shell. And the way they do it is so delicious. But this is the Viet Cajun style.
Okay. So it's a little bit of a fusion.
Yes. Completely a fusion. So this is Crawfish Cafe. They have obviously their Bel Air location that I'm talking about, but they also just opened up a Heights location off of North Shepherd.
No way. So, I swear these places follow you, Danielle, because Danielle lives in the Heights. She's always in the Heights.
It's my bubble. I never leave. That's the only part about like going to Chinatown is like, oh my God, I have to drive 20 minutes. Like, oh, woe
God forbid.
God forbid. Seriously. I asked Jesse to do a task with me today and I was like, if it's over 10 minutes, we're not going to go. We'll abort mission. We'll do something else.
Exactly.
Like if it's over 10 minutes, I can't. Like I just can't. Anyways, so I'm really excited that this second location, North Shepherd.
Is there anything besides the crawfish on the menu that's your absolute favorite must try when you go?
Some of the things that I love there besides the crawfish, they have gumbo, oysters, boudin balls, crawfish egg rolls, crawfish bread, which is like a super popular dish back in Louisiana. And if you go to get seafood, what you do is you pick your seafood. So if say you want crawfish or say you want crab legs,
okay,
you're going to pick whatever you want and then you're going to pick your flavor. You can get original, you can get kicking Cajun, you can get garlic butter, you can get lemon pepper, Thai basil, which is one of my favorites, or the mix. And then you pick the spice level.
Okay, so this is like a build your own.
Build your bear.
It's like going to Chipotle.
Yes.
And you get to build your own bowl.
Isn't that so so fun.
I love it.
So fun.
Okay, what's next on our fun-filled day in Chinatown?
So my next spot would be to get another breather. You can get like a manicure or you can get a pedicure.
Okay, so there is other things to do in Chinatown. Like if you're going to make a day of it, you're not just on like this marathon of preparing for Thanksgiving and eating.
No, yeah, there's all kinds of places where you can go like treat yourself, like getting a milk tea, like a bubble tea. You know, have you seen like the tapioca things? They have stuff like
boba.
That. Boba, exactly. You can go take a break and like maybe get that, go walk around
shopping?
The market. Yeah, they have shopping and stuff. And it's really cool to see like things from like other cultures.
Yeah.
And then I would finish off by going to Tiger Den.
Okay, this reminds me of Tiger King. Is Joe Exotic involved?
I mean, no, but I also have a tiger shirt on right now. Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin almost got kicked off Dancing with the Stars.
Carol
Did you
Baskin
see?
Carol Baskin suing for defamation of her character.
Oh my God, Carol. Get out of here.
Exactly. And so at Tiger Den, though, they are cooking up some of the best ramen in the city. People that are locals, we know that Tiger Den has amazing, amazing ramen. Their broth, they simmer it for over 20 hours to create
what?
A deep, rich, and flavorful experience.
Oh my God, that's like dedication on that
Can
chef's
you imagine?
Part. Holy crap.
Like, so crazy. They have a ton of flavors, including garlic, black bean. Y'all, I'm going to butcher this, and I always do,
Let's
so
do
bear
it.
With me.
I'm so ready.
Tonkatsu.
Nailed it.
Miso, a spicy miso, and they can do spicy in like the other versions as well. But I have been to Tiger Den numerous times and I've had great experiences. So if you're a ramen lover, especially like this is the time of year, it's starting to like get colder.
Right.
It's like 70, 80 now, right? So that's when we like bust out our ramens and our soup days
okay,
and stuff.
I really can't.
I know, exactly. As Jesse's like, you peasants, like what?
Well, you know what? I am feeling a little bit disappointed in myself because I've been in Houston for less than a year now and moved from Detroit where it's all freezing and there's polar vortexes. So everyone's like, oh, it's 70 degrees. And I'm like, you don't even know.
You
cold.
Don't know. You
but I'm
don't
down
know.
For ramen anytime.
Oh, I love ramen so much. So if you're a ramen eater, definitely check out Tiger Den.
Is there anything else that we should know to check out in Chinatown? Because like I said, I've never been to Chinatown before and I'm excited to check it out, but I want to make sure I hit all of the right places and to make, you know, my experience really good and make sure that I'm getting everything I want to in the day done.
So if you're going to finish off the night, I would recommend getting some desserts at a place called Pop Fancy. This place is super Instagrammable. They have like Teddy Grahams on their ice cream.
Cute.
And again, it's kind of like a Chipotle where you like build it yourself,
yeah.
right? So love Pop Fancy. Also love a place called Papa Beard's.
Okay.
And it is puff pastries, like a puff, you know what I'm talking about?
Like,
and that you open it up and it has like the cream inside. Oh my gosh. They have some incredible flavors. Highly recommend that. And there's also an ice cream place called Bay Ice Cream. And there's like black ice cream. Super Instagrammable.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
I swear I saw this on TikTok or something.
Yes,
and I wanted
Bay
to go
and there's like Aqua. There's like Aqua S.
It looks a little bit freaky. It's like, you know, have you ever seen the Black Waters?
Yes.
Like it kind of freaks me out,
yes.
but you want to try it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel about this ice cream. I really want to try it.
Yeah. You like lick it and then your tongue's black and you're like, okay.
Like my soul.
Exactly.
Now this week's hidden gem that Danielle has picked will terrify you if you are afraid of heights. If you like heights, this is going to be the place for you. And if you don't, stay on the ground with me and we'll get some drinks. It's coming up next. And I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
Helping us live our best foodie lives. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. It's Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. And we know that deciding on where you want to go out to eat or out with your friends takes way too long. Like deciding you want to go out to eat takes maybe 5 seconds. But where you want to go is like 5 hours, 3 group chats, and a lot of pictures of your outfits, right?
That is so true.
And maybe we can't help you necessarily with what you want to wear out to these places, but we can at least take the work out of it when it comes to picking where you want to go, which is why we have this show. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. We are your go-to gals on where to check out in Houston. We have brand new spots every single week. And one of my favorite things that we do is Houston Hidden Gems, because there's all these places that I sometimes don't even know about until Danielle comes into the studio and is like, hey, have you heard of this place? I'm like, no. And we go, and it ends up being the most fun place we've ever been to with such good food. So Danielle, what is a little bit off the beaten path this week, but something we absolutely have to check out?
My hidden gem of the week is going to be a place called Raven Tower.
Cute. Okay.
It is considered the bachelor pad of the sky.
What?
Right.
Wait a minute. What?
It makes me giggle even like when I think about it. It is a bar that is a event space as well. And they have like live music all the time. And on Tuesdays, they have black swan yoga. For my yogis,
okay,
listen up.
Shut your mouth. There is so much going on right now. I didn't even know we had something like this in Houston.
This place is so cool. Jesse, imagine like a watchtower.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Tell me to close my eyes.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Just close your eyes. You're in jail.
Okay, but what did I do?
You didn't know about this place. That's why you're in jail.
Okay, I was
You're in jail.
Like,
you're in like the jailhouse yard, and there's the guards. They're in the watchtower.
Are they
and
hot?
It's this building where there's like a bunch of stairs to have to get up to like the main area in the watchtower, and there's like all these windows. Jesse still has her eyes closed.
I'm really picturing this right now. I'm in it, Danielle.
You know what I mean by that? Like the watchtower.
No, I do. I've created an airport story.
You know, like the controllers are all sitting in this watchtower. That is what Raven Tower looks like.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in jail for indecent exposure or something, but the guards are hot. Okay, keep going.
So this is Raven's Tower. So they have like the watchtower aspect of it, but then they also have like a bar area and a patio area as well.
Yeah.
So you don't have to like, if you're afraid of heights, don't worry. This is not like just going up into the watchtower.
Good, because I am terrified of heights.
Really? Okay, so maybe don't go into the tower area, but like their bar area is on the ground and they have music all the time. On Mondays, they have a market where you can buy like vegetables and produce and stuff like that, which I thought was really cute. This is on White Oak Bayou.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so you can like see the bayou. Really, really cool. There's 24 beers on tap, which is amazing. And then they have some really good cocktails as well. They have a lavender martini.
Like,
hello, yum. A house habanero infused vodka mule.
Oh, I love mules.
I know you love mules.
Yeah, I love checking out new mules. That one sounds good.
Yes. And they also have a hot chocolate with Jameson, which, y'all, I love any sort of like coffee with alcohol or
yes,
hot chocolate with alcohol. So like, I'm here for this. This place is super cool. Again, it's a music venue, so they have bands and stuff that will come in.
Yeah.
I would definitely, if y'all are listening to this, follow them on Instagram because they're always like posting cool people that are like playing music and stuff there and like events that are going on.
You know what? Speaking of Instagram too, if you need help finding this place, Danielle does a really good job of updating her Instagram page at Hangry Houstonian. In her highlight section, she has one called Podcast. And if you click through it, you can see from week one, she puts up the tags of every single place that we talk about. So it's easy to go to her page, follow her, and then check out that podcast reel. And then you can click on each of the places we talked about to be able to check out their Instagram page as well. But will you just tell me about the yoga really quick?
So the yoga is on Tuesdays. Black Swan, which is a popular yoga studio, they host their classes outside on Tuesdays.
So fun. I'm so in for this.
I know. There's a lot of places that do like goat yoga and stuff around town. So I just thought it was really cool that this place, the bachelor pad, right? This is like the bro yoga.
It's just something different, and I like that.
Yes, very cool.
Yoga's more of like a day activity, maybe a morning activity. So, you know, Danielle and I like to plan your whole day, which means after you've gotten really zen, feeling the inner peace, then you get to go out drinking because that's what you do. You get really good with your system, and then you just ruin it on the same night.
I totally agree. And speaking of that, I have three great bar options for y'all this week, which I'm really excited about talking about.
This is why we do it. This is why we do Bayou Bar Hopping. We're just ready to trash our systems after we've already gotten our life together with yoga.
Exactly. So my first spot on Bayou Bar Hopping is going to be a place called Public Services Whiskey Bar.
Okay.
This is a place that is like next to the heart of the action off of Main Street downtown. But it's not on Main Street.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a quieter atmosphere. This bar is super cool because when you walk in, it almost looks like a library. When I say that, I mean like a cozy, intimate, like obviously you can talk. The music is at a level where like you can hear other people speak, you know?
I love that.
This is not going to be a place that's like, you know, like,
you can't fist pump.
Exactly. Yeah. That's definitely not going to be this place. It's going to be a place that's going to have your international collection of like rare wines and rare whiskeys. So if like you're a whiskey or wine drinker that like wants to go in like a cozy date night spot, they have a lot of couches and lounge areas with like a beautiful bar. Think of like old timey house,
right?
Kind of like high ceilings, but wood all over the walls.
Okay,
yeah, with wood really panels cozy on the wall. Super cozy. I love this place.
Yeah, so, see, I was just gonna say this is another great spot for date night if you're looking to do something a little bit less pressure than like a formal dinner. I love the option of just going to get a drink because you're not stuck in that seat if it's not going well. There's an easy out, but there's also an easy place for conversation to flow because you're drinking whiskey.
I agree. This is definitely not going to be a place that like people are going to be packed in there like sardines. No, you're going to be able to have room to
get to know each other.
Get to know each other. And it's a great place to start the night because it is close to Main Street. So if you decide like, hey, maybe I want to go to like a rager afterwards, you're really close, but this is going to be like your first drink to like four drinks. You
know? One to six, I don't know.
You know, yes. My second Bayou Bar hopping spot is going to be a place called Z on 23rd Rooftop Bar.
I love this place. Okay, my sister is coming into town at the end of next month, so I'm trying to plan places I want to take her. And this is like one of those spots that's number one on my list. Like if someone is coming into town to visit you, you have to take them to the spot.
Well, this is a cool place because like you feel like you're in New York. You're in this city and you're at a rooftop bar because this is what it is. It is an actual rooftop bar at the Le Meridien Boutique Hotel downtown.
Like I felt so bougie. I felt like I was in Sex and the City. But so last time I went, I was listening to this boyfriend and girlfriend break up.
Oh no.
Super awkward. We were all at the same couch and they were on the other side of it and they were like crying and fighting. And I was like, well, this is really awkward, but I'm still going to pretend I'm still going to pretend like I'm in Sex and the City. But you know what? And that speaks how good it is because I still had a grand time listening to this couple break up.
I mean, it's a beautiful scenery, of course. You're like downtown, so you're around all the buildings. And at nighttime, they're all lit up, of course. So really cool atmosphere. And then they also have some food. They have popcorn shrimp, Burnt Ends, which I know talked about. Burnt Ends. Some cracklins, which I thought was interesting, kind of, you know, finger food, right? They have empanadas, and then they have a burger as well.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, this is just a really fun place. Like I said, if someone comes into town or you're just looking for a little bit of a higher class night, it has a really nice view of downtown. It's a great place to take a picture.
Yeah. I mean, this is a great place to, like, get a martini and chill.
Martinis are a little too... I like to fake martinis. Like, put some sugar in it, and then maybe I'll drink it.
Have you had a lemon drop martini?
No, maybe that's what I need to try.
A lemon drop martini will change your life.
So I do the morning show on Mix 96.5 with Sarah Pepper, and whenever we go out, I'll always get what she gets. And even if it's a nasty drink, she's like, oh, I'll have a martini. I'm like, make it too. And I could not suck this thing down. It tasted like the water from, like, Galveston.
I want to be a martini drinker and be like, I'd like a dirty martini, extra olives. Like,
that's just what
because
she said!
Because it's sophisticated. It's like a level of sophistication that, like, actually... It's kind of like an old school sophistication because really who's
right?
People like
it's salty.
My mom like kind of, you know, she drinks dirty
martini.
Sarah's
like, I'll have a martini, make it dirty like Christina Aguilera. And I'm like, oh, yeah, make it too. And then I was like accidentally, I was like spilling it on the floor to be like, oh, I drank it.
No, lemon drop martinis will change your life. You'll love it because it tastes like lemonade.
Okay, so if you're like Danielle and I and you want to be fancy and you want to like martinis, but you just don't, lemon drop martinis are what we need to try.
Exactly. It's standard.
All right. Our last spot on Bayou Bar Hopping.
Last spot is going to be Madison Bar. Madison Bar is located off of Washington Avenue. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool atmosphere when you walk in. There's like a sexy sleekness to the bar. It has like a romantic vibe almost. It has like velvet couches, like a really cool lit up bar area. This is like a lounge where, again, these are three spots that I wanted to pick that are not going to be your like rage spots. They're just nice. Get a good craft cocktail, enjoy conversations, and enjoy your drink.
Which is nice for right now because we shouldn't really be going, not to be like the fun killer, but we really shouldn't necessarily be going to those places.
Exactly, like sardines and raging.
Yeah, because obviously like put on your mask and you have to live your life and have fun and we're all for that. But also like I want to be able to go out on Halloween. I want these bars to open up. So if we just like do the couch thing now and we stay socially distant, maybe like the world will open up for Halloween and it'll be a miracle.
Exactly. And Madison Bar is a great place if you want a social distance because it has like areas to where you can just chill by yourself. This place also has a great happy hour that I want to mention. Wednesday through Friday from 4 to 7, they have $2 off beer. And then they have a happy hour for the time. So like at 4 o'clock, $4. At 5 o'clock, $5.
Oh my God.
At 6 o'clock, $6. Yeah.
What happens if I show up at 1 p.m.?
Right, exactly. And then their food is $12 on the happy hour menu.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Not going to break your bank.
Not going to break the bank.
This week, Danielle and I were a little bit offended on what someone said when they slid into Danielle's DMs. Find out why next, and I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
Danielle, this is the last Saturday before Halloween. No, wait, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Danielle, this is the last Saturday before October.
I was about to say. I was like, you missed a month.
No, once October 1st hits, it's like automatically 31 nights of Halloween. It's not even October.
I was like, wait a second. We are not even in October yet.
And then once it's like October 31st at midnight, it's Christmas.
That's perfect logic.
I know. It works really well for me.
I like it. I'm here for it, Jesse.
Danielle and I have been so excited about October because all month long, and I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry, we're going to be doing a lot of Halloween themed things, especially when it comes to cocktail of the week. So it's technically, I guess, our last week of normal.
Nope. We're going to start this week, Jesse. We're going to get it rolling. I can't wait.
Are you kidding?
I can't wait.
Oh, I love this energy, Danielle.
I can't wait another week, Jesse. I literally just hit my face on the mic because I'm so excited for this. Cocktail.
I'm so excited. You just made my whole day with this, Danielle.
This cocktail has Jesse's name written all over it.
It
is a screamsicle.
Stop it. Please say less.
A boozy screamsicle shake.
Are you kidding me?
How freaking fun is this?
Okay, wait. What is it? Is it like a creamsicle kind of?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so, hold on.
So here are
I gotta get my notepad out so I can actually write this one down. Go.
Here are the ingredients. Chocolate sauce.
Mm-hmm.
6 Oreos.
Can we make it 7?
We're going to make it as many as your heart desires, all right? Orange sherbet, you're going to need a quart.
Okay.
Milk, you're going to need 3/4 of a cup. Vanilla vodka.
God, this sounds so good.
You're going to need 8 ounces of that.
Okay.
Whipped cream for garnish and black and orange sprinkles, okay?
Oh my God, okay. We're throwing a Halloween party, a socially distant Halloween party. I don't even care because we have to serve this drink.
Okay. All right, so you're going to start by pouring in 2 tablespoons of chocolate sauce onto a shallow plate.
Right.
You know, you're going to like dip the cup
in
and like really just get it nice and saucy. All right. You're going to place the Oreo crumbs on a second plate, and then you're going to dip that nice chocolatey rim all up in those Oreos. Just make it sloppy.
God.
Get it all over there.
Is it hot in here?
Yes.
I'm starting to sweat a little bit.
It.
Lord.
You're going to combine the sherbet, milk, and vodka in a blender.
Okay.
And you're just going to blend it up, combine it up nice and make it creamy. And then we're going to drizzle some chocolate sauce inside of the serving glass. We put it on the rim. Now we're going to put it inside. Because, Jesse, you can never have too much chocolate sauce.
No,
amen.
Write it on my tombstone.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then people said amen. Okay. And then you're going to fill up the glass with your creamy concoction goodness, okay? And then you're going to just put whipped cream all on top. Then you're going to put the remaining Oreo crumbs on top of that whipped cream. And then we're going to get some sprinkles and we're going to say, yes, so good. Love
spooky
it.
Spooky season.
It's upon us. And we couldn't wait another week for a spooky drink.
We literally couldn't even wait 1 week. Like, can you tell I'm sweating a little bit? Like, my mouth is watering.
I haven't been able to sit still since I started talking.
Because you were just saying it so nicely. I want it so bad. Also, if you're not making this with the Halloween Oreos, you're doing something wrong.
Oh, you have to go all out and be
you
super festive with it. It's not like you could put like red and green sprinkles on it.
Right?
No, you need... Also, what if you took the Halloween Oreos with the orange...
Yes.
...inner frosting?
Yes.
And then crushed up those. Instead of the real Oreos.
Keep it coming. We're just making this that much better.
Are we delirious right now? Are we just going with
Good
it?
Lord. Honestly, I think we should start a cookbook where we just take everyone else's recipes and add a bunch of random crap
to it
to make it better.
Hangry Girls made me do it.
Way
That's
too
our
many
book.
Sprinkles. That's our book. Hangry Girls made me cook it.
We're calling our producers. This is going to be our next project.
We're going to be like the next Chrissy Teigen. You can look for it on the shelves. It's just going to be everyone else's recipes that we have taken and added Oreos to.
Exactly, since we can't actually cook or we're not bartenders either, but we just like good stuff.
If we went a little too fast for you on how to make that cocktail, you can always listen back to us on our podcast on radio.com. Make sure, you know, it's so easy to listen to the show. All you have to do is talk to your Alexa, your smart device. I have a Google in my house. So we say, okay, Google, turn on CBS Sports Radio 650 on radio.com. And then if you need to go back and like re-listen to it to write down everything, it's always on the radio.com app. And that is every single episode from this one till the very beginning. It's so easy. And if you have an idea, especially when it comes to the spooky ones, I feel like we're going to have to start doing three cocktails in one episode because we're going to get too many.
That's why I was like, there's no way that I can wait another week to talk about a Halloween cocktail.
We have to start it. So if you have an idea, specifically ones that comes with like, what is it? Dry ice? Whatever looks like it has this, the
volcano.
Yeah. The crazy stuff on it. I want to know how to make one of those. So yeah, please send it to us at Hangry Houstonian or JesseWatt965. We love to get those DMs.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. Time to slide into Danielle's DMs.
Danielle, did you survive Tropical Storm Beta?
You know, I love inclement weather, but I don't want anything to be damaged. I don't want anything to be ruined. But I kind of was like, okay, like here we go. Like here's some good, like real rain. Because with Hurricane Laura, I was like, wah, wah. Like we didn't get anything.
No.
I didn't even get a drop of rain.
No.
So with this, I was like, you know, rain on me.
Rain on me.
Yeah, exactly. So I was here for the rain. I'm glad that the roads around my house were able to get around. There was no damage anywhere around my house or my neck of the woods.
Yeah, and obviously Danielle and I, we were both very much like thunderstorms, and we would never want hurricane weather to hit anyone. But when it's rainy outside and it's thunderstorm and you get to like snuggle up in a little blanket.
Oh, I'm all about like a cozy blanket in a thunderstorm. Like that is my happy place.
It is so cozy. You put on some slippers, a robe.
Yeah, I was watching Father of the Bride.
Right.
One and two. So good.
So Danielle and I were laughing because obviously we've talked on the show that neither of us really know how to cook all that well because all we do is eat out because we like to try the restaurants that we talk about on the podcast just to make sure that we're really giving you all of the correct information. So obviously everyone now knows that we can't cook because someone messaged Danielle and was like, hey, don't like, what do you do when you can't leave your house? Like when it's flooded and you have to stay in your house, what do you do? Because you can't go out and eat. Like, how do you survive? Only a little bit offended. She doesn't believe in our survival skills.
I was like, well, I have stuff that I've bought from HEB. And so then it got me thinking. I was like, I need to create a page of like just HEB products that like I've tried and loved.
Right. And so you did.
Yeah, I did. And so now it's called Hangry in HEB, and this is not affiliated whatsoever with HEB. I just happen to really love it, and there's a ton of Trader Joe pages like this. Mm-hmm. So I was like, why isn't there an HEB one? So there's frozen meals that I've tried out that I love, and then like some of their bread items, sushi, all kinds of stuff. And so I'm getting started with that new account.
See, AKA, that's what we do when we can't go out. We make frozen meals that are already made for us, and we somehow survive. Or I make a peanut butter and jelly, because that's something I can make. I'm really good at that one.
That's what I had for breakfast this morning.
Yep, really good for that one, guys. Sometimes you get the Uncrustables because I can't even make that correctly, but it's fine. It's fine. Anyways, I did follow, obviously, Danielle, your page of Hangry and HEB, so I'm excited to go grocery shopping next time so I can scroll through and see which ones, because sometimes frozen meals are hit or miss.
Oh, definitely. There are a lot of frozen meals that I love at Trader Joe's.
Uh-huh.
And of course, a lot of frozen meals have preservatives in it, so it's not the best thing to eat, but it's nice just to have these kind of items in your freezer just in case like you're stuck at home. So HEB has a lot of great frozen meals. Trader Joe's has a lot of great meals just to have in case of emergency, right?
See, so that's what we do. We don't die and not survive when we can't leave our apartments. We just make frozen meals and everything's fine, right?
Exactly. It's we just totally live fine. Off of preservatives and unhealthy things, apparently.
Okay, we talked about a lot of things on the show today, so we want to make sure we give you all the addresses of the places we talked about today so you can write them down in the notes on your phone or in your notebooks. You can check them out, keep them on a bucket list is what I do. So next time your girlfriends or your guy friends text in that group chat, you can respond with exactly what you're doing for the night. So Danielle, we always start out with our date night spots. What was our first spot this week?
The Grove at Discovery Green. It's going to be at 1611 Lamar Street.
Okay.
Second spot is going to be Le Colonial. It's going to be our French and Vietnamese history lesson at 4444 Westheimer.
Oh, that's fun.
Then our third spot is going to be Soma Sushi at 4820 Washington Avenue. Love this place.
No, we planned a whole day out for you. If you're looking for something fun to do on the weekends and you haven't checked out Chinatown yet, make sure you go. It sounds like such a fun place.
Our first stop was One Dragon at 9310 Bel Air Boulevard. Second spot was Crawfish Cafe at 11209 Bel Air, but they also have a new location at 1026 North Shepherd Drive.
Okay.
Third spot was Tiger Den at 9889 Bel Air Boulevard.
Perfect. And then our hidden gem this week,
Bachelor Pad in the Sky at Raven Tower at 310 North Street.
And then we have three different spots for Bayou Bar Hopping this week. We started in downtown.
Yes, we started downtown at Public Services Whiskey Bar. It's going to be at 202 Travis Street, Suite 100.
Okay.
Second spot was Z on 23rd Rooftop Bar. It's going to be at Le Meridian Boutique Hotel at 1121 Walker Street.
And then we moved to
Madison
Washington.
Bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Madison Bar, 2811 Washington Street.
Apparently, Danielle just couldn't wait one more week for our spooky cocktail. So this was by far our favorite cocktail that we've done so far. So if you have...
I'm still smiling about it.
I know.
Screamsicle.
Screamsicle. If you have a fun spooky cocktail you want to share with us, please send it our way. Danielle's Instagram is at Hangry Houstonian and myself at JessieWatt965. We want to give a huge thank you to our executive producers, Chase Murphy and Sarah Frazier. Thank y'all so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week when it's really spooky season.
Cheers, guys.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. With Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. Make sure to listen Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on CBS Sports Radio 650, 95.7 HD3, or on the radio.com app. Download it today.